Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, Ted Nugent, what a great interview, man. That guy has got it going on. He's one of my all-time favorites. It's just what a fun thing, man, to have him on the show.
It is. And thanks to our wonderful producer, Mr. Brian, we are leading in with Hey Baby, right when we're going to interview Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer on the Grilling Line right now. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, guys.
How's that for a build-up?
Awesome.
You know, we love our Stormies, and it's that time of year when we pull out all the heavy Stormy gear because we wear some of the stuff in the summer, but, of course, you guys are really, really just full-throated on the winter gear. So we're just curious what's going on for fall gear with Stormy Cromer.
Sure. We've got, you know, we always launch a number of new things in the fall and the winter. And so we've got a couple of things that I think would be especially of interest to the listeners of the show. One thing we've just launched this week is an expanded collection of products in our hunting blaze colors. And we actually, it's a little more pertinent to your neighbors to the west, but Wisconsin passed a blaze pink hunting law this year, and so we've got some blaze pink ready to go for our friends in Wisconsin. We've got expanded blaze orange, so a number of new hats that are available in those colors. So we're excited about that, and even the pink, if you're not hunting but just like to be seen in the woods, it is a seriously fluorescent bright color. So those are fun things. We've got a couple of new hats that are of interest. One is called, we're calling it the Berglund Cap, named for a neighboring town up here in the UP, and it's got a kind of a different type of ear flap that snaps down to keep your ears warm. It's got a nice fuzzy Sherpa lining, so that's keeping you warm and cozy.
I saw that Berglund Cap on your website, and of course, I love Berglund because it's right along the shores of Lake Ogibbic.
Beautiful place.
And there's a great little restaurant there just south of the light that I love to go to. But I thought that was a really cool hat. Explain that, what the thought was and the design in that.
Sure. The shape of it is a little bit, kind of almost looks like a military-style flat top. So it's not our traditional, more of a baseball crown. It looks a little more military. It does still have a very much a retro, old-timey feel. You could still picture Stormy and his old railroad friends wearing this hat. So just trying to give a little bit of a different feel. You know, it doesn't have the tie in the front, so that's different. And then, like I said, it's got these real warm flaps that either snap up or can be folded down.
Looks like the flap's a little bigger than normal. It got a little Lawrence of Arabia going on.
It is a little bit of a bigger flap, yes, indeed. So that's been a fun thing to add. We also partnered with a knitting mill that's in the States. They're out in New Jersey, but they're doing knit stuff all made in the USA. And so we've got a men's and a woman's knit caps, like a very traditional wool watch cap for men. It's made out of a wool knit. We've got a black and kind of a heathered charcoal. So again, for, you know, not all of our fans maybe or people that admire the Stormy Cromer brand maybe don't want the bill, or there's certain reasons you don't want certain times you don't want a hat with a bill. So we've got a few other options. You can still show your Stormy Cromer pride, you know, beyond just the original cap. And then one of the apparel pieces we're excited about for guys is last year we added a vest made out of our waxed cotton, a really heavy-duty canvas covered with paraffin wax. It's water-resistant, can put up with just about anything. And we decided that needed a lining and needed to be a little bit beefier this year. So it's lined in red-black plaid, so it's super sharp. So you've got like a cozy on the inside, water-resistant on the outside, and I think it'll be a great piece for guys working outside this fall.
You know, Gina, that Bob and I were looking over the offerings for this year, and that was the item that I gravitated to immediately was cool. The wax button vest with that with that lining in it, that plaid lining, that will be on my next order list because, first of all, the wax cotton is awesome that you guys put out. It's waterproof. It's windproof. It's just fantastic fabric, and it's durable. It doesn't get dirty easy. It's just perfect for, and I got a jacket made out of it, right?
Yeah.
Your jacket, but now this vest that's got the lining in it just for, you know, a little extra warmth. Really looking forward to strapping that one on.
Good. Yeah, it is sharp, too. I mean, it definitely catches your eye, so I'm glad you saw that.
That jacket he's got is almost like a biker jacket.
Yeah.
And it's waxed, so is that pretty good in the rain?
It's fantastic in the rain. I mean, it's technically not waterproof, but it is water resistant. And the other great thing about any of our wax products is, or really anything that you buy in wax cotton, is that eventually over time some of that wax rubs off. But you're able to re-wax it, and we actually sell, from the company that we buy the fabric from, we sell these little cans of wax. Looks like a shoe polish can. And you can get a hair dryer and scoop some of that wax out and melt it right back on there and re-proof your stuff over time. So it really, again, goes to our desire to provide things that are going to last a lifetime and really wear well for you.
So. That's pretty cool. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Gina Thornton right now from Stormy Cromer in Ironwood, Michigan, which is one of our great sponsors. And if you want to find their website, go to the Grilling Guys because it's a great resource. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on our sidebar, and you can see our list of sponsors. There's a nice big Cromer logo there. Click on that, and it'll take you right to their site. And there's a nice catalog you can look at and just peruse their vast offerings. How many SKUs do you have now?
Oh, geez. We have a lot. You know, having sized hats drives up the SKU count quite a bit. I think with all of our sizes and colors, we're somewhere around 1,200.
That's awesome.
So it's a lot, but we're having fun making this stuff here in Michigan and just trying to keep this brand alive, keep employing people. We've expanded a little bit, actually, have some people sewing for us in Flint. So we've got a little bit of Lower Peninsula action going now, too, and we work with a factory also in central Wisconsin. So we're keeping our production U.S.-made, keeping it in the Midwest, and it's just a fun ride.
Yeah, and I know you've got a lot of great retailers around Michigan.
Yeah.
I ran into one that's in Newaygo. It's a sports shop there. He has everything Stormy.
He is a great dealer of ours. The state of Michigan has just done such a great job supporting us, and I think we have somewhere around 200 dealers in the state.
Wow.
Displaying all our great products, so we're so grateful for their support and so grateful for the pride that people have in our little brand. It means a lot to us.
Oh, it's just such cool stuff. We love it. We love it. Absolutely love it. And we sure appreciate the support you guys give the show, and it's always wonderful to talk to you. And make sure you say hello to Bob.
And
I
the
sure
support.
Will.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the support you did for the Operation GI Barbecue, too, because
Huge. We
were able to sell all those hats and raise over $2,000 for that cause. So thank you very much for getting behind that with us.
Absolutely. What a great cause that was. We were happy to help however we could. So.
All right. Gina Thornton. Stormy Cromer, Ironwood, Michigan. Pleasure to have you on again, ma'am.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I tell you what, that Stormy Cromer wear, that a lot of it is designed around the logging man. So I think it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty. We go right from Stormy Cromer right into Lower Peninsula Pasty. So it's just a nice tie there. There's of course, lots of pasties up around Gina.
Absolutely. Kind of where they were born.
Yes, indeedy. So today's Man Law, in tradition of Spirit of the Wild, the Whitetail Special, and just being a man, get your concealed carry permit and pack some heat while you grill your meat.
You know, Bob and I had Prince Arming, put us through that class and to get our certification. And it's a you know, there's a lot of places that can do it, but just have a professional help you with that, get you through the class, and
yep.
and it's something cool that a man should be doing.
And my permit's in the mail right now, yeah. so I just finally took care of the paperwork.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We got one more little segment for you. We're going to be talking a little bit about your bow tune-up. Stick with us. We'll be back.